y'all. Welcome to Beautifully Healthy. I'm Dr. Allison Key. We are so excited about this month's podcast. February is the month of love. There's a lot of other serious things that happen in February as well, but we're just focusing mostly on relationships this month on our podcast.
That's right.
Of course, Erica's here.
Hello.
What would we do without Erica? We were just discussing, we've been doing this for almost a year, and she even hosted one, like got one kicked off a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, and so almost proud. Threw up on
no, so. No, yes. So proud, so proud. All right, we are joined by two of our favorite young ladies today, Sarah Grace Smith and Gabby Lyles.
Hi.
Gabby does our marketing, and she's like a young little powerhouse over here. And Sarah Grace, Sarah Grace and I are both left-handed, and we were just talking about, you know, being left-handed and this and that, and I said, you could probably tie my right hand behind my back and I would be completely fine because my right hand is useless. So it would not be right to say that Sarah Grace is my right hand. She's like my other left hand. So I don't know what I would do without her. But they're both single. And me and Erica have been married a long time. Not to each other.
I mean, kind of.
We have been married for a long time to each other and to our husbands. So I have been talking to Sarah Grace for a while now about, so what's the dating scene like? Tell me. So tell us, ladies, what's the dating scene like?
It's non-existent.
Oh, come on. All right. Do you care to tell how old you are? Do you mind telling how old y'all are?
No. I'm 22.
And I'm 23.
Just babies.
Mm-hmm. Babies. That's right. The thing was to get married young. Like, get married young right out of college is, like, the typical. But then Erin Everson was telling me last night, she was like, I didn't meet my husband until I was 25, and he was 27.
I didn't meet Ryan until I was 23.
Okay, that's a year, though. That's the problem. 2-3 years gives me hope.
Okay, met him.
That's true. Okay, you're right. Mm-hmm. My deal to myself is, if there's not a serious relationship by 25, I will get on a dating website.
Oh, I want to ask all the questions about
Go for it.
All that
go
kind of
it.
Stuff.
Go for it.
Well, we're basically in a college town.
Correct.
So, I mean, there's a bar scene.
Yes.
Right? But you're not.
I'm not interested.
Guys there.
No.
It's not where you're at. No,
not
where you're
the place
at.
To look.
We went to dinner one night, and I will tell you.
Erica and Gabby were trying to spot me out someone. Like, and
we stayed there for a good 2 hours.
And there was nobody.
Nothing. No potential.
Mm-mm.
I don't even have time to go to bars, much less meet a guy there.
Claire was trying to hook her up with somebody in like New Balance dad shoes. She was like, he is a safe one. I'm like, for a fact, Claire, for a fact.
I guess that is true.
He wears white New Balance. That's the same bet.
I don't know if Noah would accept him into the family.
My brother would be like, absolutely not. He's not overalls. Mm-mm.
All right, so we're not looking at the bar scene, and you're not exactly looking for a sugar daddy wearing white dad shoes.
I mean, maybe, but
it depends.
It depends on how much money.
Yeah.
Okay. Have either of you ever done like an online dating site?
No, but I have a lot of friends who have, and it's quite comical.
So, do you have? Okay, when I was dating a millennium ago, I feel like I knew a lot of people, had a lot of friends that had long-term relationships. But I feel like now people don't have, I don't know. I just feel like people aren't having long-term relationships when they're younger, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I see that. Out of my friends, I only have one that has a long-term. And, I mean, she just got engaged. But it's not really the thing to do anymore. It's more of, honestly, it's more of like a, hey, let's hook up and then call it quits.
Easy.
And then we'll just keep on being friends with benefits for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't got time for that. I don't want to do that. And that's what my mom was asking me. She was like, so where are you going to meet this guy?
My dad literally asked me that the other
day. Krista, where am I going to meet this guy? I wake up at 4:30 and I go work out. I go to student teach from 6:30 to 3:30.
And then Allison works
me
like a dog.
And then Allison Key works me until like 9 o'clock. But I mean, I'm either inbounding, running errands, or I'm at one of the four locations.
Yeah.
I either have kids or a dog or something. So like Valentine's Day is Elvis.
That's right.
But, yeah, what? I don't have time for
this. I think social media has something to do with that, though, that long-term thing. Because I think you can find out so much about somebody now.
Correct.
Like, everybody's glued to their phone, and they're posting everything. And so, like, you know that the guy you've been out with a couple of times is a DB because
right.
Look at his social media. Or he's, you know, he's making out with your friend's friend or whatever. Yeah. You know? It's just easier to find that stuff out. Maybe people dated longer before mm-hmm. social media because it was harder to find that stuff out.
That is true.
I don't know.
So my best friend from second grade just got married, and I actually set her up on a blind date with her husband. I went to the Naval Academy ball with a friend from high school, and I wanted Charlotte, my best friend, to go with me. And I was like, Charlotte, it's not like you have to marry the guy, whatever. Next thing you know, she's sending me a Snapchat on the plane and said, did you know when you marry a guy in the military, they get to wear their uniform? And I said, oh no.
Oh my Lord.
And so they just got married in November.
Their pictures were gorgeous too. Yeah. They were stunning. Mm-hmm. She's a beautiful girl anyway.
Yes.
But
they dated for 4 years long distance. But
wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah. But her dad's also a pilot, so she could just hop on a plane and go.
That's nice. It makes that long distance a little easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I was like, why can I set everybody else up with somebody, but I can't do that for myself?
I personally feel like both of you are probably picky.
Oh, very.
I knew.
I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, I think that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. I think both of you deserve, I think you should be picky, you know, but.
Yeah. I think a lot of times I get fixated on finding Mr. Right that I kind of overlook other things that maybe I didn't think I needed or wanted instead of what was right in front of me.
What are you looking for?
I told you the golden question. See, I've tried to stay away from saying what exactly I am looking for and try to let it find me instead of
just
saying.
Just kind of be open-minded about
exactly,
it.
Yeah, exactly. Because if you get stuck on, oh, I need brown hair, brown eyes, someone who loves whatever, and then you might overlook that person that could be your Mr. Right.
Okay, I do agree with that. However, this man out there better have thighs bigger than mine.
Correct.
Their pants cannot be skinnier than mine.
No, if you are a scrawny little boy, just say sit it right there. No.
Facts. If I can beat you up. Facts.
Me and Erica are on this.
I'm with you. I'm not into skinny pants.
If you are not sharing jeans,
skinny pants and, okay, I'm going to say it. You're wearing skinny pants. And we can see that you're not packing a lot.
It's a no from us.
Or you're wearing skinny pants and you're packing so much that it's inappropriate. Put on some regular pants.
Put on regular pants.
Sorry. I said it. I shouldn't have said it.
No, it's okay.
I just don't like skinny pants on guys. It's not my thing.
It's not my thing.
There are a lot of women who love it. Wow. And maybe there's a way to hide what you're packing. I don't know.
I feel like that's got to be uncomfortable. Everything shoved
like
up
it
there.
Would be. Sure, I'm sure medically it affects your fertility. I don't know.
From a doctor's standpoint.
I don't know. Okay, so inappropriate.
We knew it was bound to happen.
Yeah, it was going there.
So yeah, thighs got to be bigger than mine. Tall, I mean, clearly. I would want someone that's taller than me.
Well, I'm 5'2", so it's not hard to do.
You know, you gotta love Jesus. You have to love kids.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh my gosh, yes, for you, for sure.
I mean, that's pretty much my job, my future is.
You're probably gonna have 11 children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Half of them adopted. And half of them yours. And
you gotta have, I'm 22, I do not have my life figured out whatsoever. But I need you to have some sort of goal and ambition to do something.
Aspirations, yes. Yeah.
Not even you can definitely be successful and not have a college degree. I get that. It's not even really educated. You just gotta want to go somewhere in life. Because I can't be your mama.
Be a hard worker.
Yeah. I can barely manage myself.
I will say that is a significant problem with the younger generation right now. A lot of these males are so dependent on their mother. I'm sorry, if you are 21 years old, your mother does not need to call to refill your prescriptions.
Bam.
I'm
going to
throw it out
drop.
There.
That is kind of a pet peeve of mine, too.
Yeah, it's like you're grown. You're supposed to be in college or you're supposed to have a job. You can call on your own. Your mama does not need to call.
Correct.
I agree.
Fact.
Yes.
Fact.
Yes.
I think it's innate, though, in women, too. You know, today, we're all professional sitting here. We have careers. Clearly, we go to work every day. And I know that there are a lot of stay-at-home dads out there, and I'm not knocking that. But I do think for most women, there's something innate in you that you are looking for, somebody who will be a good provider. Correct. Not that necessarily you want to stay home. If you do, more power to you. If they want to stay home, more power to them. But I think that's just kind of maybe how you're hardwired. You just want to know that he's going to work hard and
support you in whatever you do. Yeah. I mean, both of you, Could you do it without your husband supporting
well,
you?
Well, Lord, no.
No.
Absolutely not.
No. Even my mom, like, I remember when she was principal of the academy in middle school, my dad will say he was soccer dad. That's what he did. I mean, I went to school with mom at 6:30, and then Hannah would come pick me up, and dad would, you know, carry us to practices and fix lunch, dinner for the next day, and do homework. I mean,
like, my dad, I think of him as like our rock of our family, and that's what you look for. Like, my brother's the same way, just very driven, motivated, and that's what I'm looking for somebody to be that person for me that my dad was for my mom, and you know, that my brother will be to someone one day.
Right.
Oh, they always say you marry one like your dad, which is
probably we both
true.
Got great dads.
Sometimes,
yes, you do.
Sometimes.
No, don't you dare say that about
I'm
Marty.
Kidding. No,
Sarah Grace's dad, oddly enough, was my first crush.
Oh,
now I remember being probably four, and he'd walk in the room, and I would feel so like embarrassed.
He's her, BTW. He's her uncle. That's why she saw him so much. This is not
that's
like
true.
A.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. That's weird, but I was four, so then.
But
that
my,
doesn't count.
We were talking about this at Thanksgiving. My mom's first crush was my dad's brother. She was in kindergarten, and she said she can remember going to school, and he was a football player. And on Fridays, you know, football players with their uniform, and they help the little kids out of
handsome.
Yes, and they help, you know, they help little kids out of bus. And she just remembered him being in his school uniform at the elementary school, and like she thought he was the stuff. And then fast forward, and you're married to his younger brother. So,
you know,
it happens.
It happens.
Well, for what it's worth, you were Luke's first crush. So
it kind of runs in the family. Luke, honestly.
We can't help that we're a beautiful family.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I guess we do
just
a little
Georgia,
close to Alabama.
Yeah. It happens.
Yeah. I probably shouldn't say this. It's a little pathetic, but your child is my only date. I've never been on a date.
What?
What?
I know. I'm serious. I have never been on a date.
I guess
a date?
I've never been
other
on
than
a
Luke.
Like
to dinner?
To dinner. Never.
I'll take you on a date.
Oh, my Lord.
It's not
is
a
that,
thing anymore.
That's
not.
I mean,
nobody's like, ever asked you to go to dinner?
No.
That's not a thing. They're like, you want to go to the tab later?
No, I want to go eat something. What do you mean? I want tacos.
I want to stuff my face.
We are hungry.
We're big girls.
Do they have tots there?
That would
tots
be a good
and
question.
Tacos. Like, I need one of the options.
So it really is more of like a hanging out and hooking up. It's not
yeah, for sure.
Holy smokes. That blows my mind. Mm-hmm. Like, I knew that there was a lot I didn't know about dating, but
I've never been on a date.
I don't know, his first date was Mexican restaurant.
Of course, your
romantic.
First date was a Mexican restaurant.
I mean, we did the classic, like, dinner in a movie.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I want. I don't want someone that's going
to
say, hey, you
want
to go out after?
I want someone to
no.
open the door for me.
Over my outfit. Yes. Like, I remember what David was wearing in our first date. Yes.
Like, that's
what I was wearing.
I do, too.
I was boy crazy.
Like, I can see that.
I was boy crazy, and I had a lot of boyfriends, but none of them lasted very long. I never had, like, any major long-term relationships. I'm telling y'all, the first time I saw him, I was like, oh, that's it. I'm done. For real. For reals.
Now, do we need to talk about homecoming?
We had a very tumultuous relationship there.
Up and down.
For a while. But I loved him at first sight. So, but yeah, it's like a formal first date. I cannot, I'm blown away by that.
I don't know how they want you to hang out with no snacks.
All right, Maddox. Where's snacks?
I'm telling
snacks?
You.
So at least if you're hanging out at the Tav, are they paying for your drinks?
I have a funny story about that. So one of my friends was on a dating site, and the guy asked her, he said, is it okay to be, or for us to go on a Dutch date? Do you know what that means?
It's yeah, where
you each
pay.
Yeah, so that's the thing. So, no, they're not paying for.
Sheesh.
No.
I'd be
single,
too.
No drinks. I'm not going.
I would be single, too. Okay, so this is a message for all of you men that are, like, 32 and older. You can get a hot 22-year-old. All you gotta do is like
you're available.
Take them on a formal date.
Be my sugar daddy.
Well, treat you like a lady, for God's sake.
That, I'm appalled for you guys.
I am appalled for you guys too. I knew it was bad. I didn't know it was this bad.
Now you see why we are independent women.
Yes, and I'm so glad you are. Don't settle for a dirtbag who wants to
go hang out at the Tav.
And go Dutch.
And wear New Balances.
And wear New Balances. No. Don't do that.
Ain't getting no bites of my cookie if you are making me go Dutch at the Tav. And no snacks.
And no snacks.
It's not happening. Not sharing dessert, mister. Not happening.
Mm-mm. I mean,
what a fun world we live in.
Okay, so why haven't you plunged into the dating app world?
I think it's even worse, honestly.
On dating apps?
Yeah, I would.
Heard, you don't we think people have, are doing. Why do we not have Brittany Sleek over here?
Oh, that's why. Yeah. That's why.
Brittany.
Red scares
yes.
me. I'm kidding.
The things that she says that men say. The, I'm like, the audacity.
That's what I'm
like,
saying.
So your pickup line is
yes. I don't know. I don't even know how to respond to that. I don't even want to read that.
Ugh.
Oh, no.
You violated me. I don't even know you.
Yes, exactly.
We're gonna see if Brittany can come on in a few minutes.
It's crazy.
Because she's got to, people need to hear these stories and beware.
We I feel like you're going to get a lot of
educate the men, the young men of this country. Like, this is disgusting. Holy bajoli.
Yeah, I thought, you
but
know.
The entertainment industry has kind of set that standard them to allow that to be okay.
Okay, I'm all about strong, independent, fierce women. Right. I'm all about, like, I'm feminism, but of the best kind. You know what I'm saying? And that means you will respect me.
Yes.
And by respect, I mean, I'm really blown away by that.
It's supposed to be our time to shine, and we're not shining.
Yes. You know, it's that TikTok that's going around. It's like, in your 20s, be you, be yourself, mm-hmm. love yourself, find yourself. I'm like, I've been doing this for 22 years. Are you kidding me? Like, I'm about to graduate college. I think
like, a woman's worth has been diminished in some way.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I agree.
These guys don't realize you can't do it without us. Now, we can't do it without you either, but my Lord, I'm going to do it without you if you're going to not ask me on a date. Holy, I'm speechless about this. So, yeah, I would agree.
Really and truly, and me and Gabby were raised pretty much the same. If my dad wouldn't have, you know, been my quote-unquote Valentine every year, like, mm-hmm. I mean, he got me gifts every year. He took me out every year. I got notes every year. Mm-hmm. And I get notes throughout the year, but he always came to pick me up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we had a daddy-daughter game day for my sorority, and he came to my apartment, he picked me up, he took me to dinner, and he showed me how someone should treat me. And that's why I think that I'm not going to, I mean, yeah, I waited 20.
Don't settle.
Yeah, 22 years, why lower the standards now?
No. The right person will come along at the most unexpected time.
Correct.
For sure.
Yeah, like my dad, this is the favorite thing my dad has ever told me. It's know your worth and add tax.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Erica got me a candle for my birthday, mm-hmm. and it says, don't let anyone treat you like free salsa, your guac. And my mom, we were redoing my bedroom at my apartment probably a few weeks ago, and I set it out on my desk, and my mom was like, who got you that? Because that is fantastic. Mm-hmm. But I was like, seriously? Yeah, I mean,
for sure.
You're not about to run all over me.
No, and I've always felt that way, too.
Also, another thing, though, is males are highly intimidated by stronger personalities.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I've talked about my sister. I mean, I've talked to my sister about the same thing, too. When you are a strong, independent, stubborn, if you will, woman, it takes a special kind of man. Not just every man can handle a woman like that, you know, but thank God there are those out there. And, I mean, we're bad-mouthing these young guys. I know there are good guys out there.
Correct.
It's just like they're
just
diamond.
Like all girls are not like me and Gabby. I mean, I'm not saying we're perfect. Sure. But, yeah, there are girls that will take you up on a one-night stand and continue to have that friends with benefits, you know, relationship. And same with guys. I mean, I'm sure there's guys out there that are like us saying, where are the girls that are going somewhere in life and not just going to the bar every night and having
hooking up with a different guy.
Correct. And they're going to be in college for 15 years to have that, to be in the atmosphere and live that life. That's why fifth year is a really big thing right now.
I do think though, part of that is y'all both had fathers, daddies mm-hmm. that really kind of like
set that example.
Right. Yeah. Sure. And really kind of helped instill in you, like, you're beautiful and you're worth it. And don't settle for anybody who doesn't see that.
Right.
And we feel the same way about you guys.
We are the complete package.
Yeah. But I really do feel bad for whoever comes along because they're going to get hounded by the parents, mm-hmm. but they're definitely getting hounded by work moms and friends. So, like, it's going to be deadly.
Yeah.
I think we're all going on.
Well, that was my next statement was going to be, if you are a young man who is going somewhere and would be willing to ask them on a formal date, you may submit applications.
Yes,
we are not going to.
Yes,
are we about to start a 316 dating app?
Yes.
Oh, that would be so good.
So comment down below if you want to take me and Gabby on a date. We're down for double dates.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. But there has to be two men, not just one.
You're right.
Correct.
Let's put that one out there.
clearly you shouldn't wear skinny jeans.
No New Balances.
No New Balance.
Hey, don't hate on all New Balances. There's only some.
Just the dad New Balances.
Just the
dad.
Just the Monarchs. They're called Monarchs.
Yes, okay. Don't wear those. Don't wear those.
Oh. Unless you got money, honey. then we'll consider it.
Correct.
We'll consider it.
Correct.
So, you girls are just out here living your lives, doing your thing, not on dating apps, not on websites, not using Tinder and Bumble and whatever these things are. Just waiting on that right guy to come along, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Mm-hmm.
So you, your friend that's getting married has known her soon-to-be husband.
High school sweethearts.
And yours you introduced. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's the ticket. Maybe we need to think of all the young, single young men that we know.
Okay, well, you tried that like 2 weeks ago when I was dog sitting.
I know, because I wanted to do a podcast with you single ladies and then have some single guys come on and talk to them separately, and none of us know any.
Yeah. I mean,
I really expected this to be speed dating. When you texted me that, I was like, I'm going to walk in. Me and Gabby are going to walk in, and they're going to be like five guys lined up, and I'm going to pee my pants and leave.
We will grow up and walk out.
You just gave her an idea. I hope you know that.
Oh, she's on her phone goodness. Right now looking at
She's a very scary woman.
I just texted Brittany, actually, to see if she's available, and she said she'll be available shortly.
Oh, no.
So we're going to continue this conversation. Ladies, thank you for coming on the podcast today. We're not done with you yet. Y'all tune in next week as we have more on today's single life and how to catch a dime over here. All right, till next time, y'all stay healthy.
Bye.